Good evening and welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of Planet Waves FM and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope. Checking in on something of a special occasion. I do like anniversaries, and the 21st of December, that's to say, I guess Wednesday, is the 24th anniversary of the Planet Waves website project. I had a couple of other kind of precursor internet astrology projects, but the night of the 21st was when I had enough resources together, like horoscope and graphic and the name of the website and everything, and put the first Planet Waves website up on the internet. And I have worked on it basically every single day all of those 24 years. There have probably been somewhere between 100 and 200 different writers and technicians and artists and staff members and other kinds of contributors over that time, and I am incredibly proud of myself for having not only kept Planet Waves going, but growing and evolving in its mission through this, rather harrowing quarter of a century that we have lived through. When I think back to that era in the late 1990s, things just seemed a lot simpler. 9/11 hadn't happened, and it was just kind of life as it more or less had been. And I think that the exciting thing was that the internet at that time felt like a frontier. It was very exciting to be one of the first websites up on the internet. Planet Waves was not my first astrology site. I began with a website called The Worlds of Eric Francis, which was designed by a guy named Al Saroy. And he heard of me when I did some kind of a 2 or 3 hour marathon interview on WVKR, Poughkeepsie, the Vassar College radio, student radio station. And somehow I was just invited on and spent the afternoon on the station. And they were so excited, Al and his wife Paula, that they had every radio in the house back when houses had radios tuned to the thing so they could hear it as they walked from room to room. And they got hold of me through the station and said, "We'll do your website if you don't have one, if we'll trade you astrology." So we did that, and that went on for a year and a half. It was quite a nice little website, and it was one of the first astrology websites on the internet in 1996. And then somewhat after that, I started a website called The Star Navigator. Navigator was an early term that I kind of brand or trademark that I used, and that went up in a year or two later. At the same time, I started a radio show on Radio Woodstock called Radio Navigator, which pretty much set the format of Planet Waves FM, which is basically a free-form, late-night-styled, open-ended discussion, talk, and music program. And so I really had the idea fairly early on what I would be doing and what I wanted to do, and just kept evolving it over time and, working with different people who were influencing me. And finally, 1998, I spent much of that year in Germany with my friend Maria Hensler. And when I got back from Germany, I kind of landed in my friend Neil's house and brought Maria from Germany. We had a friend named Keiko who came from Japan, and we kind of hung out in this home of my friend Neil that his grandfather built many years before in Hohokus, New Jersey. And the one interesting thing was that I developed the writing voice for Planet Waves working for a project that was sponsored by Rob Brezhne. It was a monthly magazine he put out called The Televisionary Oracle. And while my horoscope was called The Star Navigator at that time, I started a column on Televisionary Oracle called Planet Waves. And I wrote that throughout 1998, mostly filing copy from Europe and writing about my adventures with Maria and covering the impeachment of Bill Clinton, among other things. And I did some actually really fantastic writing for Televisionary Oracle, including my first masturbation manifesto called "Coming to the Revolution." That's astonishing that that happened. And then a polyamory manifesto, which I forget the name of it. This is probably all could easily be all be covered. I wrote about 12 articles, and what I started doing in the process of writing these was creating this synthesis of news coverage and astrology. Now, there had always been kind of astro journalism floating around of certain kinds. It was really called mundane astrology, but until the internet, there were not venues for astrologers to do real-time analysis of the news. You know, you might publish it in a magazine that came out like 3 months after the thing happened, so it always had this kind of retrospective feeling, but the internet created an environment where there was an immediacy, and the immediacy was a new feeling. It was a new thing, and it was a very exciting time to be doing this, to be pioneering this, and I'm glad that I got involved as early as I did. The person who actually, right around the time I got onto WVKR and did this lengthy interview about my reporting career and what I was doing as an astrologer, my old friend Alan Roussel, who was actually my assistant when I was the editor-in-chief of Generation Magazine at SUNY Buffalo, who I stayed in touch with after we graduated, and he kind of went on to do his Ivy League thing and work for Microsoft and Amazon. But he called me up one day and said, "Eric, it's time for you to get on the internet." And it was right about that time, well, by which he meant like get an AOL account and start, just chatting with people and so forth. And the internet kind of just embraced my work. I mean, I found myself suddenly writing the horoscope for AOL UK, even though I never really intended to do that. I'm not sure where they picked it up from, but then I went back to Europe and went to London and met with the Bertelsmann, I guess, whoever owned AOL UK, wasn't quite the same ownership, and met with the producers and the publishers, and they gave me a contract, paid me money to write the horoscope for AOL UK on Mystic Gardens. I'm sure I've got still got some readers on Mystic Gardens. So I had this idea that the internet was a place where you could succeed. And when I finally, took this writing voice I had developed, which was about integrating real-time news coverage with mundane astrology, I realized I had this kind of approach to taking a spiritual view of the news. That's what astrology is. Really, astrology is looking back behind the curtain, behind the veil, and looking for a kind of a more integrated idea of what life is about than just kind of being hit on the face by all of these nonstop events. That whole thing is what became Planet Waves. Monthly horoscope went in there. Then I started a weekly horoscope, and that. That went in there and started to pick up newspaper clients, and Planet Waves was born. And right from the get-go, Planet Waves was always a fusion of astrology, excellent artwork, which was provided very soon after I started Planet Waves by an artist named Via Keller, Psycherotica. Her project was Studio Psycherotica, and she was an absolutely astonishing a collage artist who could do the X-Acto knife thing and also just a heck of a lot of photoshopping when that moved into digital. And so we've always had a simple website design, really beautiful art, astrology that was about itself and also about the news, and then also investigative reporting and an honest conversation about sexuality. So that was like the original set of ingredients that I mixed together to create the Planet Waves website, and it was immediately successful. We had something like 2 million page views the first year. I mean, there was not a lot of astrology on the internet, believe it or not, in 1996, certainly not compared to like the billion websites that come back today, most of which are, you know, basically probably put up by robots. And I just basically kept it going. And at a certain point, I went back to Europe and got involved with working for Jonathan Kaner, doing the daily horoscope for him when he was on vacation. And in a fairly short time, I had hit the big time, never imagining that such a thing was possible. I mean, really, I'm the last of the horoscope writers to actually break into print in a big way. I was attracted to astrology because I found the New York Post horoscope. I knew about astrology before that, but it never really seemed like a thing that I would want to do or like it had much meaning until I read the Patrick Walker horoscope. And then suddenly there's this person, this mystery person writing from somewhere, which I found out was really Lindos, Greece or London, where he bounced between. And astrology was just suddenly meaningful to me. And then I made sure that I learned it. But I never, ever would have imagined that I really would have had an actual career in print. As at the dawn of the internet, it wasn't so clear that print was going away, but it was very competitive. And it was only through a series of kind of, luck equals preparation meeting opportunity and my kind of audacious manner where I will just basically write to anyone or call them up and introduce myself, and did quite a lot of that in my my first years as an astrologer. But the main thing I'm here to say is, and to commemorate, is 24 years to the day, every single day, Planet Waves has been on the internet, updated most of those days, 80-90% of those days. It, you know, rarely slowed down into a thing that wasn't happening every day. We just always had something to do, always had something to say, and I'm very happy to be here. Right now, I'm sitting in the Planet Waves office, which is located right below my apartment in Kingston, New York. My canine friend Jonah is under the desk, sleeping on a nice, cushy, thick rug. And I am right at the end of the written part of Inner Space, the 25th annual edition of Planet Waves. That, too, is incredible. I began the Planet Waves annual right at the same time that I started Planet Waves. One of the first things I published was the 1999 annual edition called The Year You Don't Forget. That, I do remember 1999. There are certain years I remember a bit more than 1999, but I'm very happy to be sitting here in what would seem to be a nice, well-equipped, stable little office with a couple of people I love who come in and work, and I'm still doing, but also really evolving. The idea of Planet Waves, and doing my best to keep it fresh every time I sit down to write and to move with the times and to deal with now being one of a great many astrology websites. There are days I feel like the last Art Deco motel on Miami Beach Strip, when all the rest of them have, been purchased for hundreds of millions of dollars to put up high-rise apartments, and we are still this groovy, quirky little, basically, work of art that a number of us are working on. So anyway, thank you for being around all this time. For some of you really have been around even from the days before I was an astrologer. And to those of you who are new to the project, I think that Planet Waves is a good way to get a feeling for the potential of astrology, whether it's the horoscopes or my news analysis or spiritual analysis, because astrology tends to be a kind of a tawdry, down market kind of a thing. It's rarely done with any class or feeling or beauty, and that is what I strive to bring to the work every time I do it. Really good artwork with my writing, and writing that literate people who may not ever have had any interest in astrology, just like I didn't, but when they find a voice that makes some sense and a worldview that they can relate to or bounce off of or kind of extrapolate from or challenge in some way and engage in a creative process with it, well, then maybe it seems like there's a little something going on here. I mean, astrology is totally a creative art. I mean, you can look at a chart and pretty much say any damn thing you please. And so I'm fond of saying there really is no astrology. There is just the things that astrologers say. And I've said what I've got to say to you tonight. I'll probably be back with another edition of StarCast, looking at the Capricorn new moon. I have just finished the monthly horoscope and submitted that to the proofreaders, and back in a bit. All right, thank you for listening, and bye for now.